Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sound on.
Sound off.
Sound off. Yeah. All right, red lines, we got them.
Welcome you to Porch Talk.
I do hear it now.
Oh, yeah, I told you. It's there.
It's faint, but it's there.
There's butter churning behind us here with this light.
We got some sounds.
Welcome to this Porch Talk. Alan.
Hi.
Webb, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
I hope Brother Cobb is ready.
Ready to go for it.
Of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most. Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm surprised you even brought that out there, Cobb. Man, he gonna wear it out. Look at him. The whole thing.
Well, so Will brought that to my attention, dude. Like, with the lineups and everything. Everybody coming out like Anthrax. Like, a lot of got 15-minute sets.
Yeah, it was great. The Back to the Beginning, Farewell, Black Sabbath concert. It was pretty cool. Let's see what that lineup was like. They had Black Sabbath and Ozzy, of course. Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Slayer, Tool, Pantera, Gojira, Alice in Chains, Lamb of God, Hellstorm, Anthrax, Rival Sons, and Mastodon. And then, of course, they had a couple of different super groups for mix and match of different bands and stuff. And two from Sleep Token was in one of them, which was kind of cool, the drummer. So that's pretty sweet.
I want to watch Metallica.
And now that I got him in the right light while he takes the 9-pill challenge, Brother Cobb and his mustache.
Look at that thing. Yeah, doing it up. Looks like
Chet. Middle school gym teacher.
You look like Chet.
Oh, yeah. You look just like Chet. You just need to upgrade your haircut a little bit.
A little bowl cutting going on there. That's all you need.
I wish I could at least attempt it.
Pretty good impression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there any black person here?
Black person here?
I wasn't trying to do an impression. I was just saying, I can't do it if I tried.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Fair enough. Ah, dude.
But yeah.
What's been good in the universe? This will be coming out on a future episode, but me and B.B. Palmer today, while he played the store, agreed on a secret pleasure.
Ooh, oh, wow. Can't record that, though, can you?
No.
Never
mind. What is it called, like, when you secretly kind of likes a musician or a band?
A guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure.
I was like, you can go with some of them secret pleasures he's trying to have.
We both agreed on Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, okay.
As a musician or just...
Just as a person.
Just... I like her music.
She's pretty talented. I'll give her that
much. I don't know one.
I think she's talented.
Clip of a song.
Yeah.
Check out Espresso. It rules.
That was a song of the summer last year.
Last year?
Yeah, last year. It was.
I thought it was Brett.
Oh, I think that's Doja Cat.
No, it was...
Anyway. Guilty pleasures out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot going around.
Yeah. What's your guilty pleasure?
Miley.
Miley Cyrus, yeah.
Miley rules.
Yeah. I'm up there with Dave Grohl about guilty pleasures. I don't believe in them. If you like it, you like it.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that shit.
80s Madonna.
It doesn't matter.
I'm with Riff Raff.
80s Madonna.
Yeah, I'm with Riff Raff on that. Yeah. I like some 80s Madonna.
Mine might be Maroon 5. I don't know.
Really?
Old Maroon 5. Like when like their first album, like Songs of James.
It's hard for me to like that.
That album
dude.
Was pretty damn good. I ain't gonna lie.
Monk and John meeting that guy.
Oh yeah.
Dude.
Oh yeah.
I've heard the guys on the sports radio meet him, and like everybody that's met him like asshole.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a douche. Yeah, I ain't worried about him. I was just saying that first album was pretty damn good. I liked it. I'm sorry.
I like that.
Yeah. That's about it.
I mean, it's like that. I say, Tom Cruise being a good actor, and people say, he's just weird, though. I'm not telling you go spend the night with him.
Okay. Give me three. But, like, let's run that, because I think we could spend some time here. But, like, how we phrase this? You're on an island and you only get to pick an actor? I want to have three. Give me three.
Right. Wait.
Two actors and an actress.
Let's get.
Oh, okay. Two actors and an actress.
Oh, wow. We're going. Oh, okay. Oh, it's what you'd watch. I thought we were going a completely different direction with this.
That's all right.
He just went from my boredom at work. damn thinking I'd be doing.
Oh, okay.
Scenario.
So it's what movies you'd be watching. Okay. I was like, it wasn't like a Mary Fuck Kill kind of thing.
No.
And if you got something you want, that's what I mean.
Hey, there's plenty of actresses out there I wouldn't mind being stuck on an island with, you know. But you know,
right, you gotta marry one, bang one, kill one. I wish John was here for this.
Oh yeah, he's thinking all piece of shit.
I'd say one of them probably be Nick Cage.
Ooh,
hey, that's a.
I'm talking about him.
Oh, I'm surprised that's not one of yours.
Nick Cage got a lot of bullshit.
He does, but hey, he's got the bangers though too.
Well, he's kind of got like the Samuel L. Jackson kind of thing, to where like there's a lot of numbers out there.
There's a lot of stuff out there. Yeah, you got a lot of a lot of options. You can be stranded for a while and still watch stuff different. Anyway, but you know,
you could pick Tom Cruise for Tropic Thunder too.
True. Good.
That might actually come up.
Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
He's in it.
You know, McConaughey, like, we'll get into the rules of it in a second.
Days Confused.
Shit, it might be mine.
There you go.
What if you chose
True Detective?
Batman.
Christian Bale.
No, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Or Christian Bale.
I mean, only Ben Affleck, what I really want to watch.
You get the accountant. You get the autism.
I mean, you get
movies he made.
You get Dogma as the main thing to me. I mean, okay.
Oh, dude, like, I like a lot of Ben Affleck's, I think. You would get...
Gone Girl.
You would get Gone Girl. True. You would also get, the...
What's... We didn't even describe what we're doing.
Aerosmith song.
We didn't even describe this. This is like, if you can... You can only pick one actor. It's like filmography, and no movies exist out of it. So it's like desert island type situation.
You're stuck somewhere. You only have one actor's movies that you can watch for the whole time you're stranded. What actor movies would you watch?
All right, let's start with one, then we'll kind of open it up because we could spend some time here, I think. But like, does anybody want to go? I'll go first if need be, but I'd probably take Brad Pitt.
I mean, that's a strong contender right there. You've got Fight Club.
Yeah.
You've got two Quentin Tarantino movies.
Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Which I love them both. Yeah,
definitely. I mean, you've got a lot of crap.
Yeah, True Romance.
True Romance. There you go. So another.
You got seven.
Yep.
Yeah. You also get into, if Snatch. Tom Cruise is your thing, you get the vampire movie.
Interview with a Vampire.
That's in there too. Yeah. It's got a lot of stuff. I mean, even that new F1 that's coming out. You know,
that's already out, dude.
Yeah,
that's certified.
Yeah, buddy, for real.
So I mean, I think like that would be like my number one, like end all be all. I'd probably take Brad Pitt.
It's got some good films. I mean,
got started from Johnny Depp.
True, it did. It did. That was the whole thing behind it. Yep.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You were saying like it doesn't hold?
No, I didn't say nothing. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Johnny Depp's filmography.
Okay.
Like overrated actor.
Yeah. Okay, in that same film, you could get Tobey Maguire and still get Fear and Loathing.
You get Benicio Del Toro.
You could.
You could get Benicio Del Toro.
You could.
Get Christina Ricci.
Yeah. I mean, Tobey Maguire, you get
Seabiscuit.
Donnie Darko.
Seabiscuit. You could get Satan's Alley.
You don't get Tobey Maguire with Donnie Darko, though.
Okay.
That's true. You're right.
Check this out. If you take that because he was in the trailer for Tropic Thunder, do you get Tropic Thunder?
He's in it.
He had Satan's Alley.
He's in it.
Satan's Alley.
He's in it. You know. He might not be the main actor, but he's in it.
I think it counts.
That's enough for me.
Hey, if they're a cameo,
You take like Jack Black?
No,
he's been in some good films.
Yeah, he is. You got School of Rock. You even got fucking Kung Fu Panda.
All of them.
You got Cable Guy.
Cable Guy for
he
real.
He was Cable Guy.
Yeah,
Shallow Hal.
He wasn't a Cable Guy. He
was in it.
He was Matthew Broderick's friend.
Yeah,
he was the guy. He was a guy that didn't.
He was in it 10 minutes.
He didn't want to wear the concert shirt to the concert. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nacho Libre.
All-timer for me, personally.
Bernie?
Bernie. Oh, now.
Y'all know anything about Bernie? Yeah,
one, Bernie kind of rules.
That was under the radar. Kind of Bernie. Yeah, under the radar.
Bernie's probably like his director. Yeah, a true story. That's probably his best acting job.
All right, Danny, let's hear it. What's yours?
Oh, man.
What's Jim Carrey?
I did say Jim Carrey at first.
But ahead, put Johnny Depp.
I mean.
And I'm just going to like, what is he doing?
It's like, I don't really care for a lot of Johnny Depp movies. I mean, the only thing I'd want it for is for fucking Nightmare on Elm Street. That'd be it.
Edward Scissorhands, playa?
Yeah. I hadn't watched it in years.
It's great.
It is a great movie. I ain't going to lie. I mean,
watch it during Christmas.
That's my damn, I mean, it's Tim Burton. I like Tim Burton. Just about everything Tim Burton. So, I get it, but
You could get real frustrated and watch What's Eating Gilbert Grape and be like, dude, leave. You get a pass.
You could take Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. You could get
Matt in the goddamn boom, boom.
That's right. That's right.
I wouldn't have blamed Johnny Depp's character one bit if he just skipped out and left that family.
Yeah.
That dude had way too much on his plate.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? This is...
That's what's been doing Gilbert, though.
Yeah. He was eating them up, for sure. I really wouldn't be able to pick one. It'd be kind of hard. I'd be like,
This is why I do this at work bored.
Yeah,
because it's like never ending.
I'd have to really.
That's why we're gonna open it up. Who's your one? Then like we'll get some options. We'll widen it out.
Like there's no my one.
One I kept going back to was Denzel Washington.
Yeah, all you're gonna get is action drama.
But they're some good ones. It's consistently good. Like look at somebody like Nick Cage. That has some ups and downs. Denzel Washington be like this.
Okay, what about Will Smith?
Will Smith got some dumpster fire.
I mean, as long as you're able to get that I Like Girls video.
Yeah.
Okay,
girl.
Twitter trend here, but if you slow it down, half speed or speed it up, 0.125, song kind of hits.
I mean... I should have thought of that before they released it. But oh well. I don't know. I did mention Walton Goggins earlier. And I don't know. It is kind of new, but he's got some good stuff. And plus, there would be then you would have not just movies. You'd have
whole seasons. I get a little shy with my Brad Pitt because I get the Tank movie.
Yeah, you get Fury.
Yep. Yep. True.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I mean, the reason I was saying with him because you also get like full seasons of stuff too, like Righteous Gemstones,
and you get Fallout.
Fallout, yeah, exactly, yeah. And then I get one of my top favorites too, House of a Thousand Corpses.
I get General Hospital.
Also, in another Quentin Tarantino movie, you get Hateful Eight. You know,
While we're on Righteous Gemstone, our Walton Goggins universe, why not take the writer?
The writer, yeah.
Why not take the guy?
Yeah, him as a.
I'm blanking on his name.
Yeah.
You talking about Danny McBride?
Danny McBride.
I said that at the place earlier, and I was like, he'd be something.
Because you get a lot of bang for your buck on that.
Full seasons on that, too, yeah.
You also get Superbad. No, it's, what was that movie with Adam?
Adam.
It's not Sandler. Sandberg.
Adam Sandberg.
Hot Rod.
Yeah, that's it.
I've been drinking Red Bull all day.
Green tea. I've been sipping on green tea all day.
Yeah. You get one of them alien movies I'd recently watched. Doug, not a good one. He's in it. Weird.
Prometheus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second to last one.
Oh.
Yeah, not Romulus. Romulus. What is it? Romulus. Get them Romulus.
It ain't Prometheus.
Yeah.
I think the Prometheus ones I like.
I don't know. I know ain't nobody taking people right now. We're just Hugh Jackman.
You're going to get some musicals. Yeah. You're going to get Prisoners. And that's the most gangster thing there is.
He's going to be Wolverine, too.
Logan.
Superhero guy.
Logan.
Yeah.
I get Logan.
Which is his best of all of them.
Yeah.
What about Seth Rogen?
About to say you get Donnie Darko.
Pineapple Express.
You get Donnie Darko again.
Green Hornet.
Yeah, true. Donnie Darko. Yeah.
The Christmas comedy.
You get Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, but you get,
I'd rather have James Franco if we were going to go that route.
This is the End.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of good stuff, and you got...
Yeah, I've got to get Franco.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Oh, in that same universe, though, the fat guy from Superbad.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah. You could get a lot of those if you took.
Oh man, yep. Jonah Hill's a good one.
Yep.
You would get Wolf of Wall Street with him.
Yep, definitely would. There's there's a mix. That's why I said you'd have to sit down and like really. I really have to study this to see exactly what I.
Daniel Day Lewis.
Oh yeah, you can get some
serious stuff going on.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Roadhouse.
Who's the old timer in Roadhouse?
Donnie Darko again.
Yeah.
who's the old timer? He's always got the cool
The big
Sam
stash.
Elliott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His mustache sucks.
Oh,
women go nuts over it.
I'm just saying, cause
shit. You ever seen The Ranch?
That's a bad. Guilty pleasure.
Billy Bob Thornton.
There you go.
Billy Bob Thornton. Now you got my interest.
There you go.
That's a good one now.
I mean, you get a little bit of everything with that too. You get fucking Bad Santa, Swing Blade.
I get Land Man. One of the best TV titles, Land Man.
Land Man.
Yeah, you killed that.
I get Friday Night Lights. Yeah. Man, I get Lane Blake.
You get Monsters Ball.
I get Monsters Ball.
With the Halle Berry scene. Watch out now.
And he has had some bad chicks in films with him.
Yes.
You wouldn't get bored.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's true.
Right, dude, I said Brad Pitt. I mean, somebody's got... Who you going to get? Who you going to take?
I mean...
I'm taking Denzel.
You going Denzel. Dude, was you a Book of Eli guy? Giving Danny a little time to think here. Like, it's only good for one watch.
One watch.
Yeah, I watched it one time. That was kind of like, meh. But Denzel is good.
What's Denzel's like movies where he's got like six of them?
Equalizer.
Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah. Every one of them's like solid.
Yeah.
You also get some high school football movies out of him.
Remember the Titans?
I got some He Got Game.
Hell yeah.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
You going to get some people trying to take over the White House with him?
Yeah, he did that.
Right.
People taking the White House down?
Yeah.
No, it ain't Denzel. Denzel don't do shit like that now. Gerard Butler. Ain't even the same race.
Sorry.
Well, then.
They're both bald.
Yeah.
You know, really... I may take Tom Cruise.
There you go. All the Mission Impossible. I mean, every one of them.
You get that crappy Mummy.
Yeah.
Oh, but that don't exist.
You get Tropic Thunder, though.
I get Tropic Thunder, man. I get one of my favorite movies, top five is Collateral.
You get Legend and didn't even know it.
I had Legend.
Oh, that's a great movie.
He was in Legend?
I'd rather watch.
He was the...
Yeah. Days of Thunder.
I'd rather watch Days of Thunder. You also get if you're a Pearl Harbor guy.
Right? Pearl Harbor?
Wait,
Ben Affleck.
That was Ben Affleck. Yeah. Back to my Affleck.
I get Last Samurai if we're going to go epic.
What about Keanu Reeves if you're a John
Wick an FBI agent.
I mean...
You also get Point Break. Is that Swayze?
Man, you get fucking... You get Bill and Ted...
Yeah.
You get speed. You get a lot with that. Yeah, Keanu Reeves would be a good one.
Nick
though.
Cage would give me a lot.
You get that movie I showed you, River's Edge.
River's Edge, yeah, that was
golly. That's a fun bad watch.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And when he's the one that's doing the acting chops,
yeah.
That movie's so great for the bad acting.
Wasn't he in like Parenthood or something too?
Yeah, he's in. I think it was Parenthood.
Yeah.
It was around that Father of the Bride era type movies.
Yep, that's what it was.
All right, so
Gilbert Godfrey.
Are you going Denzel or Tom Cruise?
He said Gilbert Godfrey. That's where he's
well,
going.
I got my two actors, I reckon.
That's two actors. Okay.
You going Tom Cruise and Denzel?
Mm-hmm.
You pick one in there?
This don't ever end, dude. No. This is why.
Yeah, this is.
This is why when you stand in there and you let work okay, and everything set up.
For an actress for me, I'm thinking about Thurman.
Uma Thurman?
Yeah.
Okay. Uma?
You got Kill Bills?
My super ex girlfriend.
Yeah. Yep. 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 You get Death Proof. No, she's not in Death Proof.
No, she's not.
Her stunt double is, though.
You get Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
you get Kill Bills.
You get a lot of Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, you get a good bit. You get a good bit with that.
Oh, speaking of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, like the young girls that was in those films that are getting their breakouts now.
Yeah,
yeah. Uma's dudes, daughters, man. We had Austin Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis.
Yeah.
He was Tex.
Yeah. I am the devil. He said he was here to do the devil's work. He was here to do some devil shit.
Yeah, something like that.
No, I was something stupider than that. I remember your face, your pale little face. Man, she done got big. Yep. She done won an Oscar, didn't she? She got, or that movie did.
Aurora?
Anora.
Anora?
Yeah, Anora. Put some respect on that name.
Yeah, Anora. That's it.
I don't know, man. I keep going back to this Matthew McConaughey, too, because that's got a lot of variety.
Yeah, McConaughey's going
to
take
I'm going to get some rom-coms. What really makes me go back to it is the first season of True Detective.
Okay, his partner in crime in True Detective.
Woody Harrelson.
I would take Woody Harrelson.
Oh, that's got range, too, because he's got...
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, my God. Woody Harrelson.
White man can't jump.
You get
no, one of my favorite comedies, Kingpin.
Kingpin.
We ain't got a cow. We got a bull.
For real.
I got to brush my teeth.
Yeah, that's like that gets you. You get a lot. You even get them natural born killers.
Yeah, Mickey and Mallory.
You get a huge range. No, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Woody, you get a huge.
Oh man, that may take it.
Yeah, you get Larry Flint.
Yeah,
the people versus Larry Flint. That one. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's wow. He's
first season of True Detective.
That's a. That's a pretty good one right there, Woody Harrelson. I mean, you get range anyway.
You get cheers, yeah. John.
For real. Cheers. Yep. For real.
Samuel L. Jackson, you get a lot of mileage out of.
Yeah, he's got the most movies.
For real. I mean, starting with Welcome to America. Or Coming to America. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Coming to America.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. There you go.
Get a little mileage out of.
Dr. Doolittle.
I mean, come on now.
You get Menace Society with Samuel Jackson. He's in it for 5 minutes, maybe. Mm-hmm. Cooking up some Krenak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's sleeping on that? I mean, there's...
Yeah, it's probably plenty. Y'all put,
who is
y'all
sleeping
put it in the
on?
Chat.
Yeah, put it in the chat. Okay, if you had to take a female actress.
I'm Charlize Theron, the female Christian Bale, the shapeshifter.
She's got some damn good movies. I'll definitely say it. I mean, mine...
I like Kate Beckinsale a lot.
Yeah, she ain't got much, though, dude.
Yeah,
she really doesn't, but like everything that she's been in was kind of like a hit for me.
She need to get all the Ozempic I saw.
I mean...
Allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Whatever.
She was looking rough. She looked like she weighed about 108 in the last picture I saw. And she used
Emma
to be
Stone, you get
hot.
Some mileage out of. Jennifer Lawrence.
Mine would just have to be... like Ana de Armas just because I want to look at her. So, you know, I wouldn't be mad at any movie I was watching, to be honest with you. Yeah. And she's got some pretty damn good movies, too.
Yeah.
You got, like, Knock Knock. You got, what, Knives Out.
You get one episode.
Dust Till Dawn chick.
You get an episode of, golly, she's on a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition right now, about 800 years old and looking.
And beautiful. Yeah. Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely...
Bathing in baby's blood.
Yeah,
we didn't even Adam Sandler.
She's figuring something out.
You get the whole baby Sandler blah. Universe.
Yeah, you get
an ugly looking.
You
chick.
Get some up and down.
Yeah,
true. Sure. Yeah, she. You know, he did play. But she
he did play a chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did his ritual.
He did. He did. He did the thing. But I don't know. I don't know.
Welcome back, Carter.
Here we are.
Oh, just like I'm blanking on the name of the film. It's a lot of fun for y'all to try to figure out, but where they were doing the body swapping.
Face Off? Freaky Friday?
No. With the serum, it was old lady. It was her lap, and she was a big deal about it. Really wanted everybody to know that she was doing it. Substance.
Oh, the substance. Oh, yeah. A body swapping. No. Okay, now I get
you just had another version of
yourself. Yeah, I was like, you said something about some cereal. Face. I was like, what?
But like I think the younger chick in that, like, you're going to be seeing.
Oh, yeah.
The chick from the trilogy that we were obsessed with. It.
X
and all that.
Mia Goth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, that's on the rise.
Like, you can get Suspiria.
Yeah.
Suspiria. I never saw. It looked way too serious and boring.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it. I tried to watch it. It's a remake, but still.
What's that weird movie we like? Oh, Infinity Pool.
Infinity Pool, yeah. That's pretty wild. Movie's
weird, but pretty I like wild. It.
Yeah, she's got some good films.
Let's get addicted to seeing our clones die.
For real. Yeah, that's crazy.
You commit crimes in this foreign country, and instead of them punishing you, they can
clone yourself and let them.
Yeah, and they get like hooked to it.
Yeah,
a little bit of the cobbler, walk a mile in another man's shoes.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
It's pretty wild.
John Lovitz. You get tires.
You get like one episode of tires.
John Goodman.
I wanted more Ron White in tires.
I wanted more Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. Well, I like Vince Vaughn in anything.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-oh.
There goes sirens. Y'all can't hear
soundtrack to Columbus.
There it is. This is
I like Al.
Columbus is waking up, guys.
Webb's like, hey, they found another dead body over here the other day. Al.
I was like, what was it doing? Laying there? Like, yep, pretty much.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't doing the damn Dougie. Doing. Yeah, but,
we'll get back to movies in a film. What else has been good? What are we looking forward to? We're in spooky season there.
It is. Like, everybody knows that the 5th of July all the way until like the day before Thanksgiving, and then Black Friday until Christmas Eve is all Halloween. We know this. I mean, that's just given. So spooky season's here. Get ready. That's all we can say. Just get ready. It's everywhere. The stores are already, the decorations are already out. So
yeah, I better put some, hurry up and pick some categories.
Yeah, we're going to have to, we're going to have another Halloween show coming up before you know it.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, I think we should have one coming up this month.
Why?
Why not?
Sure, let's do it. We can do a half one. We'll do a mini one. Yeah. Like we did that one other time. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think we should. We can do that. Any updates on like My Strangers?
September the 26th, I think, is the release date.
Yeah, what a pushback we've had on that.
Yeah, it's been a couple of months. It's supposed to be last year. We're like, we're just going to push it 9 more months out, you know? All right, so. Now, good news, which this has been in a little while in the making or whatever. You know, they canceled out Saw or whatever.
Saw X-11?
Yes, Saw 11. But it is coming back because Blumhouse has the rights to it now. So they are they're going to make it. So I'm happy about it. I mean, I think it's going to be good. And they also have the original writer from the first one, too. That is
doing this one. Oh, he's going to come back.
Yes.
In recent years, man, like, name a better franchise that has been that successful. Like, I'm not, whether you like the films or not, but, like, people still turn out and show up for it.
For it being the younger, I mean, you know, Scream has had a good run, a lot of other ones, but this one's kind of is, I mean, it's not new by any means, but like, it's newer than all the others. Yeah, it's newer than most of the others that have come out, other than Terrifier, of course, but you know, and that's getting there, you know.
And they already like killed him, and he's resurrected him.
Oh, he's making it. He's climbing. They said this next one's going to be, it's going to make 3 look like like Sesame Street.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know,
Rhea Ripley's trying to be in it.
I still ain't over 1.
Yeah. So. I said, just wait, guys. Just wait.
Yeah, there it is. Rhea, being the absolute biggest fan of Terrifier for 2 minutes straight, warms my heart so much. We want Rhea in Terrifier 4. And Damien Leone, the director, is like, the wheels are turning.
He's like, this might happen. That'd be kind of cool. Be kind of cool.
They're making a Lego X-Files.
Lego X-Files. Oh, yeah. They did a Lego Batman. I mean, why not?
Yeah. Lego X-Files.
It'd probably work.
You ain't going to.
I ain't going to watch it.
Yeah.
It'd probably work.
It'd work.
I don't care. Yeah. That's for sure.
We'll see some alien Legos. Jeez. I think they need to make just about everything a Lego movie. It'd be hilarious.
They did everything in Funko, right?
What if they did fucking, like... Well, they've been in talks of making a Funko movie. Just like a Lego movie, but a Funko movie. It'd be kind of funny, I think. I don't know. I mean, they need to do Team America in Lego Funko form, style. Funko or Lego style, one or the other. But yeah, where else are we going, guys? What else we got going?
What is this movie? Oh, you got your Ana de Armas?
Yeah, buddy. We got Ballerina coming up.
It's already been out, ain't it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, Ron Howard's coming out with this movie called Eden.
Yes.
It's got Sidney Sweeney and Ana de Armas.
You know, we talked about that how many months ago?
We did? Eden?
No, about having a movie with...
Them two?
With them two. Remember, I spoken into existence. You remember that?
Yeah. Well, we live in a simulation.
I know. I said, man, that'd be wild. And all of a sudden,
are in a simulation.
Here we are.
Survivor thriller follows a couple living in isolation on an island until two groups arrive and a power struggle ensues. You got that. Yeah. I want to see this Channing Tatum movie coming out.
The Roof Man.
Roof Man.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Following the true story of a guy that was on the run from the law that hides in a Toys R Us.
I still want to see the Tim Robinson, Paul Rudd film.
Yeah, Friendship.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like Creep.
Yeah.
But I tell you, Mike from Red Bar kind of hit a nail on the head for me when he was describing I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? I see why a lot of that went on this nail. Because everything Tim Robinson done was... What if a retard was really loud in different situations? That's I Think You Should Leave.
That's pretty much it, yeah. That's
sorry.
Yeah. I mean, he's not wrong.
55 burgers, 55.
Hold that door.
Hold that door.
I love it.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
Crazy pattern t-shirt store. The dude following the endless pipes.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's great. What's up with the Cobra Kai guy?
Cobra Kai.
No, Chris. Where he bit that lady.
Yeah, he bit that chick. And I was like, hey.
Oh, just to play.
He's going.
You bit me. You bit me.
He's just trying to get publicity like Tyson did.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't.
Me and you, the only ones that know.
Yeah,
for real. Who got the publicity? Who got the publicity?
I don't know. I don't know who got it. Who got the best of it? I don't know.
I tell you who got the publicity. Liver King. That's who.
Did you see the inside of his mouth?
Yeah, it's blue.
Blue. So, you know what we're talking about?
No.
So he's been on this tirade. Like, it probably had gone on for like a week or two. To where, like, he was calling out Joe Rogan, and, like, he eventually, him and his team, went to Austin, Texas, and he was constantly, like, calling out Joe Rogan, doing all this and that, and got arrested over it.
Got arrested.
For terrorism.
Yeah, terrorism.
Terrorizing Joe Rogan?
You, Joe Rogan. I'm coming. Crawling around on all fours with the camera set up.
Joe Rogan. I'm going to protect my family.
All right. Yeah, I missed that. Okay.
Did you watch this thing on Netflix? I rewatched it. That's one of those things I was waiting on to drop that morning. The Liver King one? No, you know,
I just watched the Poop Cruise.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't care. No, you know, like the Swamp Kings and the Johnny Manziel?
Yeah.
Those little things. Yeah, well, they did one on Liver King.
Well, he should have one. Yeah. He should be right up there with
He's an interesting guy. It's like a car wreck. Especially now. You know, he eats like
raw bull testicles.
Yeah. He eats all that raw stuff.
It's all, hey, with all this brings me to a thing here. You're talking about Joe Rogan and then bull testicles. You know, they're bringing back Fear Factor.
Who's no way. Host?
Dave Chappelle.
Nope. Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, that makes sense.
It makes complete sense.
That
I'm like, he deserves it. In my opinion, he deserves it.
Name another person who's been more fucked up by a bull ever.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't mind, we'll do all this stupid shit, no matter what. Because that's the whole thing about, you know, with Joe Rogan, if they decided not to do it, he had to do it. You know that? So, fuck. Johnny Knoxville, like, yeah, fuck.
Woody Harrelson.
Let's do it.
Wouldn't be bad.
That would be kind of funny.
No, I'm just saying, he's like name a person more fucked up by
Steve,
the whole.
Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Harvey
true.
Would be good.
Yeah. Steve Harvey.
Why
would Steve Harvey be good for. He'd be out there all sweaty in his damn suit.
He'd be like, no.
Fucking hot.
Caterpillar mustache.
Yeah.
Giving everybody weird looks.
His mustache sucks.
He'd be like, I ain't eating that. He'd be like, I ain't either.
I ain't about it either.
Nope.
I thought it was gross. You didn't think
about
it.
I'm not putting bull testicles in my mouth.
But Liver King, though, he was on that show and they killed like one of the cows and start cutting his whole family. Start cutting it up and pulling organs out. Be eating the shit. Yeah.
They just
survived. What's up with the one pupil dilated and one not?
That was another thing that struck me as odd.
Let me just...
That's a different level of meth.
Yeah. What if this dude...
He got all kind of uppers and downers.
Ate some mad cow. No, he'd be staggering around, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd probably just be dead.
I don't know. That might explain, like, the blue tongue and the blue mouth.
And crazy.
He was already crazy.
No, he's, like, threatening...
He's crazy now. Yeah, sure.
I hate that... They kill the cow, then they do that stupid love you. Thank you for providing us, brother, with your nutritious. We will take it. We will not waste none of you.
Exactly. Oh. Start by eating your eyeballs.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah, you know.
This is for all the vegans. Look, we're not going to waste this cow.
Yeah, for real.
Look at the vegans. He ate all this grass. Now we're going to eat him.
That's right. I'm going to the hooves next.
These hooves stepped on all this grass. It's all sacred. We're going to eat that next.
I like the crunchiness. But yeah, that's...
June over here, she started with his asshole.
Do you even know Liver King?
I don't. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, man.
Well, you're in for a roller coaster.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
He's a jacked up dude that...
Always swore he didn't take steroids.
until they found out he took like $12,000 a month of steroids. Yeah. Allegedly. Do we even have to say allegedly anymore? He came out, he confessed.
Yeah. He was like,
somebody all busted right. his ass.
He sold those supplements.
Yeah.
Okay. Talking about all you need is these supplements. And he lived by the 9 traits of ancestry or whatever. Okay. Like walking around barefooted. Touch grass, type shit.
So is this on Netflix already?
This dude got, it was just TikTok star. Oh, okay. Then that Netflix made a documentary about it. The dude is fascinating because he's sitting there eating.
Truly is.
He'll
sit right in front of you.
Eats liver and bull and eyeballs and he's a millionaire. He was already a millionaire in doing this.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But it's wild, like. The whole Joe Rogan saga, which took place over the past like 2 or 3 weeks, was bizarre to me. It's like,
why now?
Really?
Yeah, he's like, it's not. You're off by a couple
years. Yeah. When Joe Rogan said, "You don't look like that without steroids."
Yeah, that would have been when.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, Liver King, very fascinating guy.
They don't have Wi-Fi.
Almost as fascinating as the Paul brothers to me. I think they should have more than a YouTube show.
Well, they do. Speaking of chick fighting, no thank you.
Ew.
They're back. Thanks for reminding me. Because, associated with the Paul.
Got the girl fights.
Yeah. Friday, Netflix, Amanda Serrano, Katie Taylor,
bam,
part 3.
Yeah,
took off work.
It's like, I'm gonna see it.
Yeah.
Dude, fight was awesome. And they ain't nothing.
Yeah, as it turned out, it was like probably the best
one. Their first one was awesome.
I know.
That's the one I look forward to. Everybody's like, Tyson, Paul.
Like, it's.
I'm like, this is going to be boring. Watch and see.
They're going to end the way you're going to be like,
I'm going to bite my glove and collect this check.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep. Chick fighting, no thank you. Chick fighting, please and thank you.
Thank you, come again.
I've been seeing like more and more of a rise of like female football.
Football?
I mean, if it's the lingerie league, I'm in there.
Hey, then lingerie league was I never watched the game, but like I saw clips. Oh, those boys be laying in each other.
Yeah, they ain't playing.
Yeah, they ain't playing. Shirt pads, bras, and underwear.
Yeah, they got the helmet. I'm like, well.
What? Oh, dude. Just like with the Liver King, Paul fight, of just down the pipe, it has been very funny to me seeing Nick Saban in and out, which I think he's like permanently a part of like ESPN and all that crap now. I've been loving the memes of people like running into Nick Saban lookalikes at a gas station. What you think about the tie this year? And they just go, dude, what?
What are you talking about?
I'm not that guy.
I'm not that guy. I forgot about this, but you think T-Pain's going to take Ozzy's spot now?
Should. I don't know.
Should.
His war pigs were all on point.
It's better than Ozzy's wasn't in that last concert.
Definitely was.
Look, I mean, just back to the Ozzy concerts, dude. Like,
sound like she.
He's fucking.
Name anybody other than Ozzy that could be completely decrepit and still sound like
come out on a damn, on a throne, sitting down.
I just saying.
He did it.
It wasn't good,
but
people was like, "This is good."
It was good that he got out there and did it. That's what I'm saying.
Don't you think that's why they like stacked it with star studded?
Oh yeah, you had you had good shit.
I mean,
regardless.
if T-Pain ain't got the time, I know somebody who's probably got. He's freed up now. Diddy.
Oh yeah,
Diddy's.
Now he's got that new movie coming out.
Did he?
Yeah, Final Lubrication.
Is he in it or is somebody going to be starring as him?
Oh, he's definitely going to be in it.
Matter of fact, it comes he's right
gonna
after be, Freak Off 2.
He's going to be
coming out this
all the way in it.
Kate Beckinsale, 51, looking like a scarecrow.
I mean, I'd still hit it.
Hit the bone.
Snap. crackle and pop.
Hey, R.I.P. Michael Madsen.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. He was Mr. Blonde. He was the best. Best. The ear.
Can
part
you hear
in,
that?
Yeah.
The you ear, hear that?
The ear scene in Reservoir
Stuck
Dogs.
In the middle with you.
Yeah. And he was also in Kill Bill.
Yeah. Don't you wear that
he
hat
was in,
tomorrow.
He was in Once Upon a Time in America.
He was in Hateful Eight.
Yep. Hateful Eight.
Tarantino has said that Mr. Blonde and Vincent Vega are brothers. Imagine that prequel.
Yeah.
And not happening now.
No, not happening now. But I saw that was a thing. Yeah.
Oh, while we're on like Death Proof, like who are those girls?
What
are they doing now?
Rosario Dawson, Zoe Bell,
the other
Rose
chick
McGowan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the start of the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Who could forget Rose? Yeah.
And the other chick that was I can't remember her damn name, but you know she was a. She's been in a whole bunch of stuff too. She was in before Death Proof, she was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember her damn name though, but yeah. Anyway. Yeah, they're still out there doing it. And then old Zoe, she's Uma Thurman's stunt double, so
yeah, she's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They
threw
Bruce Lee up against her car.
Yep, that's right. Did do that.
What in the bloody hell?
Oh, you did.
Oh.
She was in her Aussie accent.
Yeah. Oh, in the bloody hell. I'll be drinking that Tsingtao.
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 Get some Tsingtao.
There you go.
Yes. It's an Asian beer, just to let you know.
That's a Chinese beer. We're gonna serve it at my store, thank you. I'll say it as much as I like.
Yes.
Tsingtao.
He's going to push it as you walk in the door.
Yeah. You have that Tsingtao?
Think Reform's ready for that?
No, they're not.
He's getting one six-pack, and he's going to see how far it goes.
We sold it as singles.
Yeah.
And by singles, I drank all six of them.
I left one.
Yeah.
Have you had one?
Yeah, I had one at over there where our Triceratops guy works.
Ah, yes.
That's where I first had one.
Back when he still worked there?
Yeah, before Frank the Tank, the Triceratops said,
fuck that shit.
Frank the Tank, the Triceratops. Yeah, me and Webb's like, he work at Champion now. He's a little bit more serious.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He found his calling.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't. I don't think he gave a shit.
Yeah.
Other place. That's why he brought out damn toy Triceratops.
That's a very wild thing to do. It's a very wild thing to do at a bar, too.
Yeah.
It's just a wild thing to do in general.
Just ride around with you on your bike, you know. You know.
R.I.P. That's a great reason I'll never eat at Champions. But
Oh, I like Champions.
It's number two.
I'm totally joking. I would. That would be like the number one reason.
You gotta get the rude girl to be the waitress.
The rude girl? Is she white trash?
Nah, she ain't white trash. Look, Webb thought about it.
I like her.
No. This girl's kind of jokes with you.
She was cool as shit.
But, like, be joking, like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
But, like, you better be. I'm cool.
Yeah, you better be glad you know I'm cool. That kind of shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got a Philly cheesesteak burrito. And she's like, really?
Yeah, like, you really
at
going
a Mexican
to
restaurant?
Like, really?
I'm like, it's on the menu.
Why is it on the menu, bitch?
Then he answers, like, is he from Philly? The guy that's making it? She's like, no. And I'm like, what do you eat here?
I never understand that. With anything, like, I don't care what kind of restaurant I'm at. If, like, I see it on the menu, like, why are you going
to
argue?
You have it
with
available. It's available to order.
Why is it on there?
For real.
I just got it because it was something different.
Yeah.
And you know, Champion ain't got but damn, like, 10 things.
Yeah. I mean, it's a one sheeter.
Yeah. And they only
yeah.
For like 10
this is what we felt like cooking today.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
For real. Hey.
Let me get that fitted.
I didn't have anything that I didn't like.
I bet she go to Mija, and like, let me get 10 wings.
Hell yeah.
Really? Really? At a Mexican restaurant.
If you had these damn wings.
You'd be surprised.
Have you had these wings?
Be very surprised.
Oh, really?
I'm like Webb, though. Y'all got waffles?
Yeah. That was one of the last times we went. I was like, gave you the day. I was like, y'all got waffles? I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've got tortilla chips. I know you got some waffles around here somewhere.
Give me a fajita waffle sandwich.
Good Lord, man. Anything else to do before we wrap up?
Dime of the week! Bing! Perfect unison.
All right. That had an echo to it. I like that.
It's going to sound good in audio.
Yeah, it will.
Go ahead, Webb. Or Al.
You want me to go first?
You go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sabrina Carpenter.
That's say? Dime of the year for him.
That's every single day for me. It's not nothing new, but I was going to do Dua Lipa.
Okay.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. I like her. She's a hottie. She's a hottie. For sure.
I've been on her ass.
Yeah, I would be too. But
proverbially.
Yeah. Mine, y'all gonna have to look up probably. I think Cobb already had to look her up just because he was like, what the hell? Anyway.
Well, we kind of went in a circle because we live in that simulation.
Yeah.
Well, we were just talking about Wednesday at the Mexican place.
True.
Then I was like talking about that girl that cosplays Wednesday going to those Comic Cons that be dancing like a mug. Then I went on one of her videos and it was playing that, what was that song, Gnarly?
Gnarly by Cat's Eye.
Cat's Eye.
Yeah.
His dime of the week, simulation circle.
Is Daniela from Cat's Eye, which I said you might have to look her up. But yeah, she's the hottest out of the group, in my opinion.
Well, my dime of the week was the other one in there.
There you go.
Laura Raj, the Indian one.
After I showed him to him, he's like, well, you never know.
Son, howdy, yeah. Howdy.
Yeah, they got a good diversity in that group, though. They really do.
Yeah, they was a big business table meeting, and they just put them together.
They're like,
I guarantee you, they didn't know each other.
No, they did not. Had no clue. We got Indian chick.
We got all nationalities.
Yeah, across the board. They're like, yep.
Except no white girl.
There's no white girl. Yeah. Oh, maybe one is maybe mixed, maybe somewhere. Yeah, there's probably one that's Asian or Caucasian. I don't know, but
I love that,
but yeah.
I'm going Raj.
Yeah, mine's Daniela. So yeah,
Laura Raj.
We should have got him in on it. He could have picked one out of the lineup too.
Laura Raj.
Oh, let me tell you.
He would have picked the hard Asian one.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, he would have picked one of the two Asians.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. He's like,
oh, one of them two. Oh, I see a tiger. Oh, she's Cambodian.
There we go.
Oh, I love it. Oh, thank you so much.
Lisa, honey, honey.
Oh, I see why you made this. It's a thirst trap for me.
Yeah, check out Cat's Eye either way. They're kind of cool. They dance like a motherfucker. They're good. Oh, I was like, all right.
They do the one foot in and one foot out.
They do the hokey pokey and the dougie at the same time.
And they shake it all about. Yes.
I gotta put my peels up.
Why do you sound?
Indian.
He sounds like an Indian Dracula.
Everything goes back to Dracula with his impressions.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to suck your blood.
That's what happens when you don't.
I'm still waiting on that Jamaican Dracula Adult Swim cartoon.
We're ready for
it. Told you, man. I got that in the chamber.
We're gonna.
You smoke the marijuana? Because he only wants the blood of the marijuana so he can get high.
Please get high for me.
That's going to be in between the writing of bottles. Yeah. Be in the middle.
Bottles first.
We're going bottles first.
We got our hit show.
Oh, yeah.
He needs CPR.
It writes itself every day.
I got a bomb.
Just wait.
Your customer service is horrible.
Yeah. To me.
to me. You ain't into the customer. You just come in here to suck up AC. It's horrible to me.
Y'all have no clue what we're talking about, but you will.
Random woman comes in the store. I got a bomb.
Club Shay Shay.
You'll know all about it one day.
We'll slowly fill you in. Dude, we did that with the week. What's another segment before we go?
Oh, I ain't got no flowers. No ain't flowers nobody earned no flowers.
I mean, I thought he ain't gonna give Ozzy flowers, but just getting out there and doing it. I think that deserves some flowers, to be honest with you.
Get out there half messed up.
Even Sid Wilson like proposed to Kelly during the damn thing.
Looks weird.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Hey, two weird looking people. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They already got a weird looking kid, so.
I mean, what are you doing? Should have been done married that up.
No.
All right. Thank you so much. Tell your friends, tell your enemies. This is Porch Talk.
Here we are, guys. And there we go.
There are some things in this old world that I can't understand. But there's one thing I surely know, I'm guided by His hand. I'll do the signs of Mark 16 just like He told me to. And it's all right with me, Lord, if it's all right with you. I'll speak in tongues, heal the sick, and cast the devil out. I'll take up serpents, drink the poison, dance and sing and shout. I believe in the word of Jesus Christ just like He told me to. And it's all right with me, Lord, if it's all right with you. They call me a Jesus only and turn their backs on me. But I believe in one God only, that's all that I can read. I've been baptized in Jesus' name just like He told me to. And it's all right with me, Lord, if it's all right with you. I'll speak in tongues, heal the sick, and cast the devil out. I'll take up serpents, drink the poison, dance and sing and shout. I believe in the word of Jesus Christ just like You told me to. And it's all right with me, Lord, if it's all right with You.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.